Okay, so where were we? So, I said it helped me when I got to the university. I would now have to, in the university, I now had to know that this is time for devotion, right? So I took it on. Hallelujah. That's the importance of it. So I was now waking up early. 5:30, I'm up, and I will go out to pray. You get? I'll go out to pray. I'll go out to pray. And then, so it now became a routine. Okay, hear me? Hallelujah. So many times we'll kick against things like that. No, why would you have an altar in your house? That is your room serving, you're having a shrine. No, we serve God inside. No. It's because we were not properly taught. Hallelujah. There are virtues that you don't throw away like that. Glory to God. Hope you hear me. That virtues don't throw away like that. Don't throw away. Glory to God. So, being a Christian. So, we said, vitally. We said a few things last week. I'll just go over them again. We said a good student is a good observer, right? Right? You must first of all observe how are scriptures used, or how do the writers of the New Testament handle the Old Testament scriptures. So we said one, they did not handle the Old Testament scriptures. The Old Testament were called scriptures, right? We looked at that. They are called scriptures. John 5:39. You search the scriptures, referring to the 39 books. It's called scriptures. Hallelujah. Now we said the Old Testament, where was the only materials through which the oracles of God were taught from? The oracles of God were taught from them. As the only material through which the oracles of God were taught from. We said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15, Paul would say to Timothy, "From a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Is that? Is that? And I used that word sophizo. Sophizo, where a word used for to show that one understands the message of Scripture. So that means the message of Scriptures is where you have in the 39 books. Three, we said, they were not handled as materials that was going into extinction. They didn't handle it as materials that would still go away. No. Wasn't handled that way. Hallelujah. Rather, they handled it as materials that is profitable for spiritual growth. I'll read two scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16. He says, all scriptures, referring to the 39 books, he said, are given by the inspiration of God and are profitable for doctrine. He said, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, paideia and diakosune. That is the word used for spiritual growth. Amen. If we read Ephesians 4, from verses 11, it says, he gave some to the apostles, some pastors, he says some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, he says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, say for the edifying of the body of Christ. He says, he will all come to the unity of faith, that is, of the knowledge. Now, he calls the unity of faith the knowledge of the Son of God. And where would that be from? It will be from the scriptures. So that means for what the 39 books are used as the material, or they are used as material that is sufficient for discipleship. This that for discipleship, profitable for growth. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. For discipleship. In Romans 15:4. He said, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Aforetime there is used for the scriptures. Whatever things were written aforetime. Hallelujah. Romans 15:4. He said they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of scriptures. Get back to Romans chapter 15. So you see there. Romans 15:4. I read it. It says, whatsoever things were written aforetime. Now we're going to see what it refers to as aforetime. We're written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures. So what was written at fall time is the scriptures. This is that referring to the Tabernacle book. It's called scriptures. It said we're written for our learning. Our learning. The word learning there is where you have the word didaskalia for teaching. Amen. We're for teaching. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 10, okay, follow me now. Hallelujah. From verses 5. I will take us on scriptures. Is it verse 2? Okay, verse 1. I will know that ye be ignorant of how our fathers were under the cloud and not passed through the sea. Is that Genesis, within Genesis down to Malachi? Right? Specifically here in Exodus, right? Is it they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all did eat the same spiritual meat. So they all drink the same spiritual drink. They drank of that spiritual rock that followed them that God was Christ. Verse 5 now says, but with them God was not well pleased, for they overturned the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the internet. We should not lust after things that they also lost us. Then he said, let I be ye idolaters as some were, and as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Never let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fairly won the 320,000. Never let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by the serpent. Never murmur ye as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now this has happened to them for examples that, I mean, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Did you see that? So, they were used, which is the 39 books, that's where Paul is referencing, are used for warning. Did you see that? For teaching, it's part of teaching. It's teaching them not to lust after evil things as those guys lost them. That? So that was the only material through which Christians were shaped. Watch it. Through which Christians were shaped. Now, we looked at that word Christians will come in there. Now, number 5, we said, is it number 5 now or 4? 4, right? Now, they were written, or the way they handled it, they weren't writing that their material should replace the 39 books. Rather, you understand their material from the 39 books, because the 39 books will be the context of their material. I know people say, and I said it also, that the New Testament books were explaining the Old Testament. Yeah, right, but not 100% correct. Correctly done is the fact that it's the 39 books that explains the New Testament books. How about anyway? Explains it. Glory to God. So the New Testament books will have its context. Will have its context within the 39 books. Hope you're following me. Amen. So their writings with the New Testament book was not to replace the Old Testament books. Lastly, I wanted to say this. None of the writers called the 39 books Old Testament. None of them did. They never called it Old Testament. Rather, they called the scriptures. We'll explore on that word as we go further. Amen. Amen. So very vital. So we said, it's the material through which they shaped Christians. So we looked at that word Christian. Right? Christian, because a very vital thing in discipleship, as we said, is to raise disciples. I mean, is to observe. Very vital. Jesus gave that instruction. Teaching them to observe. Hallelujah. Teaching them to observe. So that means disciples are raised to observe. Now, we said something. We'll come in there. We said something about disciples. But, you know, before we get there, we said something again. They were called Christians. Observe how they were called Christians at Antioch. At Antioch. So we looked at that. And then we said, yeah, they were called Christian out of mockery. But you shouldn't build a church over it. Hallelujah. In Antioch. Because was that the first time we asked ourselves the question, is that the first time God would do something and then men would give it a name? We said no, right? And God will have to adapt to the name. And there's nothing wrong in being called Christians. Because they know we're not Christians. We're not Christians, we are Christ. Come, let me give you a knock. Amen. We're not Christians, we're Christ. We are No. We're not Christ alike. As I see, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not lying, but you're still Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. You're called Christian. Now we look at the word first of all, manna. God gave them bread. He says he's going to give them bread from heaven. And when they saw the bread, they call it manna. Manna means, what is this? He was like, what the hell is this? What is this? And God called it manna. Because men called it manna. Amen. Amen. Jesus was to talk to them in John 6. This is God. He said, this your, you see your fathers ate manna in the wilderness. And where are they? John 6:39. So where are they? They were dead. Hallelujah. They ate manna in the wilderness. John 6:46. Hallelujah. So God called it manna. So they were called Christians at Antioch. Christians. Meaning they saw something. This is that they saw something that made them identify them as Christians. Hallelujah. And we spoke about that. Now, was that the fourth time they were called Christians? Was it they were first called at Antioch? Yes, the name. But before then, right, in Acts 5, we saw that they said, you fill the whole town with your doctrine of Christ. Did you see that? At some point, they saw that they took note that they were not learned, but they understood, they took note that they've been with Christ. Did you see that? So those are pointers that these people are Christians. Christians means Christ followers. Amen. Are you not Christ followers? That's the meaning. So that means they could relate their lifestyle. Watch it. They could relate their lifestyle and cross the T's and dot the I's that this is like Jesus. Did you see that? They were Christ followers. The name of Christians is Christ alike. Christ followers. In John 8, Jesus will say, John 8 verse 12. John 8:12. Quickly. John 8:12. He says, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me. Did you see that? Is that Christian? He that followeth me. Is it Christ followers? Amen. So Jesus spoke Christians into being. Amen. Hope you can see it. Jesus spoke Christians into being. He that follows me. That's Christian. Christ follower. Do not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So that means these guys at Antioch saw something. Hallelujah. In their lifestyle that was relating to their message of Christ. Did you see that? They could cross the T's and dot the I's. This guy's lifestyle is just like the lifestyle of Jesus preached to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we said, believers or a disciple is a Christian. Once a man is born again, he's a Christian. Sorry. Now, we drew another line. We said, disciples. Disciple, to be a disciple, is not instant. When Jesus said, go make disciples, he used the word matitio. How you enroll a child. Now, that word deals with two things, to enroll and to stay learning. How one is enrolled into a citadel of learning where he is trained to be a scholar. Did you see that? So it involves the entrance, which is being saved, right? And then the actual act of discipleship. So we said, being saved happened in an instant. Did you see that? And born again. But discipleship is a process. It's a process. So you say, why you are saying I'm in discipleship class? I want to graduate from disciple. To do what? I want to graduate to big church. I don't get what you mean. I want to graduate to a mature Christian. So who are you before? I'm just a disciple. Yeah, right? I'm just a disciple. So you wear rope. You tie, you wear rope, you wear white. So what are you doing? I'm graduating. I am now a mature Christian. No. Amen. Amen. The disciple, to be a disciple is a process. Jesus, and I say, why am I calling Peter and Jesus now? Paul called Timothy, who is a pastor, he called him a disciple. Amen. A disciple. So we looked at another word for disciple, right? We said that was the word matitio. The noun is matitis. Now there's another word, it's from the word mantano. Mantano. Now we say mantano deals with the acts of learning. Is that? It deals with the acts of learning. You are trained to be a disciple. You are trained. And it's not a training where you have to quit. Or not a training where you have to graduate. Amen. Can we have a believer who is not a disciple? Yes. You see that? Can we have an unbeliever who is a disciple? No. Hope you can get what I'm saying. Can you have a believer who is not a disciple? Yes. Because discipleship is a process. That means you have someone who is born again and is not given to discipleship. Amen. So he stopped being disciple. He stopped being under control. We're going to deal with that on Sunday. Dealing with boredom. Hope you hear me. We'll deal with that. Amen. Amen. Some people don't know how to stay true with boredom. And it's part of discipleship. Hallelujah. It's part of discipleship. On that discipleship seminar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, dealing with boredom, we're going to deal with that. So, where was that? Mantano, right? Right? Okay. So, Mantano deals with that process of discipleship. Of being disciple. So, we asked another question. Can an unbeliever be a disciple? We said emphatically no. Because discipleship, or to be a disciple, involves the process of one entering into it. Did you see that? Where you are saved. An unbeliever can be a disciple, and you can have a believer who is not a disciple. He's not in that process. Many times those who led them to be saved, right, didn't continue the process. Sometimes the person ran away. But does it stop him or her from being saved? No. But he's not a disciple. What are you hearing me? It's a process. Jesus, okay, let's go further to Mantano, because I need us to cover a whole lot today. Hallelujah. Mantano. So we looked at some scriptures last time. Right? Right? Okay. We're struggling now to see the light. This was all stopped last time. Ephesians 4, verse 20. Ephesians 4, 20. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. What was he talking about? Now we saw this last week, right? Go back to verses 17. Say, but this I say therefore, and testify in the law, that ye also walk not as the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. So he's talking about the walk. Is that? Amen. Walk as the Gentiles was in the vanity of their mind. What he says, having the understanding darkened, being aliens from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness and goodness. But you've not so learned Christ. Is that? If so, that you have heard of him and you have been taught by him. Right? So it's talking about teaching a process. And the truth is, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off. Now I know I said this last time. Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And ye put on the new man, which after God is created in Christ righteousness and true holiness. So you want to put on is the word enduro means to take of what you have. That's to take from what you have. So that means they say take from what you have, meaning what is referring to here is not the new birth, but what? Growth. Right? Right? Growth. A walk. A walk. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So it's not the new birth, but a walk in the new birth. And this is shaped via discipleship. So when you use the word, you've not so learned Christ. That is, it is, now that word learned, there's the word mantano, where you, what that is used for discipleship. You see that? How about you hear me? It's using discipleship. Glory to God. It's using discipleship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see something else. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. Now look at verse 9. It says, those things which ye have both learned, this is that is written to believers, which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, you, and the God of peace shall be with you. Look at 11. Then I speak in respect of want, but I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So that is the word mantano, to learn, is a word for discipleship. To learn is a process. Amen. It's a process. In fact, I put it an unending process. You don't graduate from it. Paul was talking to a pastor's pastor. He's a pastor that had pastors who, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2:2, he said to him, he said, the things which you've learned from me among many witnesses, the things which you've learned from me among, he said, the same commit to faithful men. Did you see that? The things you've heard. That's the word heard. Where you have the word to disciple there, right? It's a word for discipleship. So the things you've heard from me among many witnesses, they say the same commits to faithful men. Did you see that? So he's talking to a pastor, and the pastor is his disciple. Did you see that? And the pastor will have to disciple men. So he said the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So watch it. That is the goal of discipleship. Right? You are not graduated, but you are discipling men. So as Paul is discipling Timothy. Timothy is discipling faithful men who will disciple faithful men. That will disciple faithful men and disciple faithful men. Did you see the trend? Hallelujah. Did you see the trend? It's ongoing. It's ongoing. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. It's ongoing. Glory to God. It's a process. Look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. It says, I'll start from verses 2 or 1. So for men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and thankful, unholy, without natural affection, crossbreakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those things which are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, rather than modern lovers of God. Having the power of God in the world, denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of such are they which creep into houses and live captive, silly with them, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning. Watch it, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now when it means that never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, it means they are learning, but they are resisting the knowledge that they are taught. They are resisting it. Ever learning, never able to come. They resist. So that means if we have someone who is being discipled, but he's resisting it. Amen. Resisting it. That is, he's not walking in line with what he's being taught. Resisting the truth. You will have people like that who will resist the truth. Hallelujah. And they resist it in their actions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But look at verse 14. He tells the pastor, he said, but continue thou in the thing which thou hast learned. Is that? He told him to continue. We'll get to see that. To continue. So that means what you find in discipleship, a major, and we'll get to, and that's where we're going to today. Right? A key word in discipleship is continue. Is a key word in discipleship. To continue. To continue. It's a key word. To continue. Discipleship is not what you start and then you end somehow. No. Not what you begin and you stop. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's what you continue. You continue in it. You stay ever learning and working in what you learn. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that means I can be a Christian every day. Hallelujah. When I continue. Some people are Christians in some days. Some people are Christians only on Sunday in church. Some people are Christians only when they come to church. Amen. Only Christians when they come to church. Just come. Ah, holy brother. Oh, good afternoon, man. How are you? How's the week? Oh, you fine? Not the shape of me. I'll come to your head. Auntie Chelsea. How's the week? How are you? How's that? But when they get out there, here's your Paboni. What's the problem? Ha! 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 Yeah, Christian, bro. Go, go, go. Leave church. Bah! You don't see another side. Let me watch who you are. I mean, it's a zoo. Christian, it's a zoo. Yeah. I don't see nobody like that. But we can be a Christian every day. Hallelujah. So Paul will tell a disciple, continue. Now, that continue is the word to give yourself to. We're going to see something about this. Amen. We're going to get to that. Amen. To give yourself to. He said, continue in that which you have learned. This is that continue continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. What you've learned. He said, continue in it. Continue in it. Hallelujah. So that means discipleship deals with continuity. Continuity. So I have in my notes, a key word in discipleship is continue. Very key. Very key. Many times we read Acts 2:42, but keep a very vital detail of Acts 2:42. Look at Acts 2, verse 42. We keep a very vital detail. It says, and they continued, Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread and prayers. The Romans that we said, they continued in the apostles' doctrine. So our mind is on the doctrine and the prayer. Amen. But the key component of what Luke was passing across is that they continued. That's the Greek word prokasterio. They continued. Prokasterio. P-R-O-S-K-A-C-E-R-E-O. To continue. That's the word to continue steadfastly. Sorry, that's the word to continue steadfastly. Steadfastly there. That's the word steadfastly. That word is used for consistency with diligence. Consistency with diligence. Continue. Continue. It's used 10 times in New Testament Greek. 10 times. To stay doing same thing. Mark 3 verse 9. You have it there. To stay doing something. To stay doing something. To stay that doing something. It's a key word in discipleship. I'll share with one of us some days back. I said, see, as a disciple, what God is going to reward. What God is not going to reward. Some people think, I'm just born again, that's all. No. Well, God is going to reward you. Listen, read your Bible where you will see he that endured to the last. I'm going to deal with that on Sunday. He that endured to the last. But if I say, discipleship is not fun fair. Discipleship is endure. is another watchword in discipleship.
So endure.
Amen.
You endure.
He that endures to the last. See, I think many people are not prepared. We're not told what discipleship is really entailed. That's why you find people jump from one place to the other to another.
I think so.
Amen. Amen. I think so. So their ears want to keep hearing good new things. But discipleship is continue. Amen. Continue. Doing the same thing. Continue. Stay doing something. Not doing anything new. Specifics. And if you watch, they continue steadfastly in. So discipleship deals with consistency and diligence doing something. Maybe that's not anything. So if you watch the way it's used, they are specific stories. It is their specifics. It's not just doing anything. Okay, hear me. They are specifics. We're going to see that shortly. Let's see how that word.
Wow.
Let's see how that word is used in the book of Acts. In Acts 1 verse 14. Watch it. It says, and all this continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and his brethren. Do you hear that? All this continued in one accord in prayer. Did you see that? Remember I told you it's not continued doing several unnecessary things. It's usually specific. Can you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. They continue. Watch it. They continued. Hallelujah. And I need you to see that. In Acts 2 verse 46. We just read 42. Look at 46. It says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And they continuing daily. Did you see that? That means it became a lifestyle. It became a lifestyle. In chapter 6, verse 4, Acts 6, quickly, verse 4. Acts 6, 4. It says, they will give ourselves continually. This is that, to apply yourself. You can't say, you are talking about proskatereo, and you are not applying yourself. It's to, we'll give ourselves, we'll apply ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You see that? Continually is the word. Continually. In the epistles, you find it in Romans 12:12. In the epistles. Romans 12:12. Watch this. It says here, rejoicing in hope, it says, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in prayer. Hallelujah. Continuing. That's the word. Continuing. Hallelujah. That is the lifestyle of the believer. Continuing instant in prayer. Colossians 4 verse 2. Colossians 4 2. It says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue to scatter you. To continue. Amen. Amen. So that word continue is a word used for what you do and stay at without stopping. Peter also will give ourselves continually. Continually. Amen. Without stopping. So that means if it is continually like that, that word procastereo is where you get the word religion from. Religion, religious. So that means you stay religiously with it. You see that? You stay. That's what the word religion for. Say, no, Pastor, no. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a lie. It's a way of life. Calm down. A parabole. What is religion? So Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a culture. Oyibo, you are talking rubbish. Amen. I define religion to you from Oxford Dictionary. Religion means, from Oxford Dictionary, it says, is a pursuit or interest followed with great devotion. A pursuit or interest followed with great devotion. Is that great devotion? Amen. So that word to continue, so it's where you get the word devotion from. Where you get the word religion from. So devotion is a religious act. Is that you take it religiously. Religiously. I know the Chinese people, I know that the way they eat garlic. They eat garlic religiously. You know that. They eat garlic in such a way that if you pass them, they will ooze out garlic. Their sweat is oozing out garlic. See what some people, they smoke Igbo tea. If you pass them, they are not smoking, but it just goes with them. Amen. One day, let me share this little joke. Well, it's a joke, but it's a real life event. It happened to me. I was somewhere, and somebody was smoking somewhere. So, he just needs smoking and came. And I'm like, something is smelling here. You know what the person said? He said, no. Shady is smelling like granola that they fried. Me, I didn't even know it was a book. I said, yeah, it's been like granola that they fried. I said, yeah, he just needs frying granola. So somebody else came and said, you don't know that this your uncle used to smoke it. I said, how? So that smell will smell like granola. That's how it goes. He said, yes now. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. So that is... Igbo. One guy in school smoked Igbo to a point. His name is Emmanuel. He joined school. His name is Emmanuel. His name was not changed from Emmanuel. His guy name was not Igbobi. The Igbo word that means Igbo is alive. Jeez. So when they pass you, just this one is gone. So they take you religiously though. Hallelujah. But you know what I mean? So devotion. Hallelujah. You see the way those guys get that religious. Sorry, I'm using the Chinese, how they religiously take garlic. When they pass by you, there you go. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes you get to meet people and just meeting them alone, you catch fire to pray. How many of you have observed that? People you just get talking to, you just catch the fire. You're not talking fire, they're not talking prayer. But when they leave you, they didn't say anything about it, they say, Lord, I want to be like this man. How many of you have observed that? Even among brethren. Say, Lord. Sometimes these are people who have great devotion. Hallelujah. Amen. It will show. Like Pastor Shego will say, we don't have perfect, all the people, we don't have masters. When I mean master, we don't have people who are masters in some things or masters as a Christian. No. That's people who have been consistent. Do you understand me? We have consistent believers. We have believers who have stayed consistent through and through. Glory to God. Because the lifestyle of a believer is a lifestyle of consistency. We explore this also Sunday. It's a lifestyle of consistency. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Holy, holy. Lifestyle of a believer is a lifestyle of consistency. So, and that consistency is called devotion. Therefore, devotion is a major part of the believers, of the Christian belief. It's a major fact of our Christian belief. Devotion. It's a major fact. Glory to God. The major part of our Christian belief. The disciples learned that from Jesus. Jesus, who is God, lived a life of devotion in his incarnation. He lived a life of devotion. Lived that life of devotion. So the disciples learned devotion to God from Jesus. And that is very vital. They observed him. Remember, the discipleship deals with observation. Observe him. That he was a man giving to devotion. A man giving to devotion. And look for, quickly, look how to put this. Luke 4 verse 16. Luke 4 16. Oh, yeah. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was. Now that word custom is where you can put as his devotion was. Did you see that? As his custom was, as his devotion was. Did you see that? He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. So he had a devotion of learning the word. Amen. The synagogue is where they go to learn from the Torah. So Jesus had that devotion of learning. It's a devotion. Amen. Devotion. Where you stay learning. Hallelujah. It's a devotion. Where you stay learning. You see, it's our Christian. It's very vital. You observe these things. You observe these things. The Christian culture of learning and how they learn. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? If you know this is a devotion, therefore I must be giving to meetings. I must be giving to meetings where I will be taught God's word. I must be devoted to it. Amen. Say, why are you going to church? Your life church. You know, some people have said that to me. Every day you are going to church. When I was in school, every day you are going to church. Can't you rest? Yes. But it's a devotion. Hallelujah. So you say, every day you are going to do evangelism. It's a life of devotion. Hallelujah. How many hear me? It's a life of devotion. Because that is what the believer's life entails. Hallelujah. A life of devotion. Devotion. Devoted to hearing the word. Devoted to hearing the word. We'll deal with this next week. To hearing the word. Some people are just too distracted. Okay, we'll get to see that shortly. Some people are just too distracted. We'll see that shortly. Too distracted. Actually, because you hear your pastor talk about Chelsea. You think I love Chelsea more than the world? That I will see Chelsea ball and I have to study, I will read Bible and go and watch Chelsea? I'm not stupid. Come here, I'm not stupid. And I have church. And I will leave church to go and watch ball. Come here, if anything in the natural that makes I like conflict with my devotion to the Lord, that thing is going to die. You should die a natural death. Because this is a devotion. You see, what matters at the end, you should be what matters to you today. I told someone, come here, and I told the person, you cannot say you're born again and that's all God is going to judge. No! It goes to the last, so you have to stay to the end. You've got to stay to the end. And say, he that put his hand on the plow and look back is not fit. Now, he's not fit there. It doesn't mean he's not fit to go to heaven. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. But he's not fit for the work. So you have to endure to the end. Hallelujah. Hooray! You have to endure. Some people get too distracted. You know, I have someone who was arguing a time ago that, no, the reason why people like Paul, listen, was so devoted was because there was no television, there was no distraction, and I say you are mad for saying that rubbish. I took the person back to ancient time. This person back to ancient time. I know the person. You think Paul wasn't distracted? You had an opportunity, or today you have opportunity to watch pornography on phone, right? It was done openly in their world. You don't need to use phone. No, there was no need for phone. You could stay for it. You think prostitution just started yesterday? Let's take a few scriptures. Maybe we just open their body and walk on the street. You think dressing shabbily and dressing stupid just started yesterday? And then Paul too was distracted. Paul had things that should distract him. So don't talk rubbish. I know there were no television. See, there are no things that will distract them. I took him to the real Roman Empire. Sit down where Paul fast. There were a lot of distractions. Amen. Amen. Tell me you don't open mouth to tell the rubbish. And then should I take you to Abraham's time? Let me show you distractions great to partake. Somebody in the church had his father's wife. As a, you don't know what it means. That is putting it in good terms. Had his father's wife. You think he's you know, it looks nice. He had his father's wife. Meaning he was sleeping with his father's wife. And people knew about it. That means it was happening in the world. Paul said even such thing was not named above the Gentiles. That means they have similar things around also. Maybe not that direct, but similar things around. So calm down. What about that? They also had distractions. Amen. Amen. But the life of the believer is a life of devotion. Amen. How are you? Devotion means there will be distractions, but you will stay to that thing. You know what it means to be religious? To do something religiously. Religiously. See, change that attitude of Christianity is not a religion. It has caused a whole lot of rubbish in some people's head. It is a religion that requires devotion. Devotion! Come on, enemy! Amen! Amen! Glory to God. Jesus had a custom. Custom. The woman had wanted a stone. She was caught in the act of what? Of what? Of what? Was she playing? Was she caught in the act of playing game? Or watching Chelsea? Adultery, girl. They didn't say whether she was married or not, but that means the person she was with was a married man. But he didn't mention the name of the man. He didn't stone the man. Rubbish. Okay, I'm following you. Amen. So he didn't start today. Hope I'm following that. Glory to God. Oh, well, we'll explore more also on Sunday. I'll just, you know, this teaching on Thursday, that's why I have to leave Sunday's teaching to this Sunday. It will flow into what we are also learning on Sunday together. So I will teach both together. Amen. Amen. So I will take some things on Sunday, I'll take some things on Thursday. Sunday is dealing with boredom. Amen. Dealing with it. Because the answer wasn't. Glory to God. For the life of the believer is a life of what? Devotion. What is the opposite of devotion? Distraction. To be distracted. to be distracted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the life of a Christian is a lifestyle of consistency, not given to distraction or noises. So we saw Jesus' devotion, right? Look for. Go in to hear the word. Go in to hear the word. At the time when his club was playing ball, Chelsea, he was going to hear the word. Amen. Amen. Jesus can the red devils. Because we cast out demons. Jesus can the asthma. He that lives by the sword shall die by the sword. So it's Chelsea. Hallelujah. If you say anything, you say it in your heart. And you shall be damned for saying what is rubbish you're saying in your heart. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, you can really count it. He cannot drink, he turned water to wine. Good, good. Okay, Luke 5:16. Let's see something. Let's see one of Jesus' devotion again. We'll explore this next week and the week to come. Then we'll move to quiet time. Luke 5:16. So we'll move to quiet time and then to fasting. Luke 5:16. Are you with me? And then he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. He withdrew himself. Look at verse 15. There were much noise. Things that would distract him. Look at verse 15. And so much more went his fame abroad. And great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. You know, this is fame. Sometimes, such kind of things, fame and people knowing you, comes with his own distraction. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know, as a pastor, as a discipler, you can come up to preach without even writing notes. Hope you know that. Amen. Yes, now you can. Amen. When he began to come, fame can also be a distraction. But what did Jesus do? He withdrew himself. The fame did not make him stop. It was attitude of prayer. It's a devotion. In Mark 1 verse 35, okay, I'm rushing to Mark. Okay, see Mark 1 35. Before my father, look at Luke 6, verses 12. I read. That's the next chapter after that. He said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountains and prayed and continued all night in prayer to God. It is that he prayed all night. He had such time. That's devotion. This is what Jesus said. You find the same thing in Mark 1. He went to pray and at daytime he continued his work. Amen. He prayed. So Jesus is giving to prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that means, listen to this and I close. The believer's devotion, as we've seen, will be in simple things, not ambiguous things. Simple. Simple things. You just stay with it. Not those simple things and other things. Simple things, prayer. Simple things, hearing the word. Simple things, studying. You know, it's that simple. Amen. And that is where growth is found. In simple things. Spiritual growth is not found in the amount of Greek word and Hebrew word you have. No. It's in simple devotion. Did that? Pastor Shego will say, and I quote as we close. Pastor Shego will say, he will say, growth is not found in width, but in depth. Growth is not found in width, but in depth. We explore Mary and Martha, Joseph, Samuel, and examples like that in scriptures in the coming weeks. And then we'll see where we should, what devotion is for us today. You see, growing up, we were told that when we get born again, what we should do is to have morning devotion. When you wake up in the morning, at least 1 hour, 2 hours, you do what? You pray. You read your Bible, right? He said, when you pray, you talk to God. When you read His word, He talks back to you. That's what we're doing, right? And Pastor Shegu will say, you need someone else to confuse you. Just very simple. But you have to stay with it. Hallelujah. You have to stay at it for the rest of your life. That's where growth is found. You're not found in jumping and looking for where you hear new things. No. Growth is found in simple things. And we'll see that in Mary and Martha, when Jesus will say to Martha, you are encumbered with so many things. He will say to Mary, Mary has chosen one thing. She has chosen one thing. She has chosen one thing, and that cannot be taken away from you. That is, when you use the word one thing, it's referring to simple things. Growth will be found in simple things. The life of a disciple, devotion of a believer, will be found in simple things. You know, I trust the Lord that at the end of this teaching, I say that many of us will fan to flame that attitude of devotion that was committed to us. Many of us, all of us, will get devoted. Devoted to chain prayer. Devoted to times in the days when you spend. You can, I'm not saying it must be early in the morning also, but it's nice to have in the morning. Then we'll have prayer chains in the morning to help you pray, right? But we can also fix time where you are devoted to. Times to study. Times to pray. Times to evangelism. Your life should be around it and stay with it forever. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Stay with it forever. Hallelujah. Learn something? Let's just thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord.